Good afternoon and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and today's guest is David Stoddard, living along the border, serving the nation as a Border Patrol agent for many years, both north and south, being involved with policy and protecting the border, for heaven's sakes. Now we have a new name. We have ICE. We still have laws that we have recited that could go into effect yesterday and make a difference even for our neighbor on the south. We have learned that that's really news, that here is a president, a sophisticated president of another nation who is really on their knees with beset with horror and control by moneyed people with lack of ethics and an appreciation for humanity in control. How far are we away from that? We're saying it could come close. We are America today, and it, of course, is the 11th day of September. And once again, a little quote from an essay that today's guest wrote. People jumped from the towers, choosing instant death over a relatively slow death by burning. They had the choice which horrible death to choose. They had the choice forced on them. In this essay, with numbers and fact, he explains the unsung death of the many citizens of this nation who suffer from the invasion of another country's culture and their misuse of our highways, the bringing in of drug traffickers, and the assault on little people with sexual attacks. And all of those victims number far more than the 3,000 that we wish to revere. But it is sort of a story that goes without merit in the United States. We have Elaine in California joining with us. Good afternoon, Elaine. You're on RBN, Born on the 4th of July.
Well, hello, Barbara. My name is Elena Haskins, and I have a politically incorrect website called wakeupordie.com, which I created in 1997 in response to my anti-immigration activism, which had been, shall we say, stalled by all of those people who were calling me racist and such like that, because I was fighting against a landlord from India by the name of Lakareti Balareti. Have you ever heard of him?
No, tell us your story. You're on with David Stoddard, and we're both here, and we're happy to hear you.
Hi, and hello, David, and thank you for your work. And so I was an immigration naive person until 1984. I went to Berkeley, and I noticed that there were so many foreign students, but, you know, everyone
has to be... We'll go to break here, Elena, and we'll be right back. Hold on. We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Returning to Born on the 4th of July, we have Elena calling in from California. Please continue with your story, Elena. Thanks for calling in.
Well, hello. And by the way, I have to say I'm so glad to hear that you are in favor of the legalization of drugs. Me too. It's, you know, we're adult people. We're smart. We can handle this. And much better to take away that power from illicit drug dealers and people who make fortunes off of plants, et cetera. So let me continue.
Ruin lives. Ruin families. Ruin lives.
Exactly. And, you know, all of these things, I mean, people could go buy opium at the pharmacy for thousands of years, or, no, let me say this, hundreds of years. You know, we're not that stupid. We really aren't, although having been an anti-immigration activist for over 20 years, sometimes I do wonder. So I will try to be brief. Lakhareddy Balareddy came from India on a scholarship. He was paid to come here, and he prospered. He bought a lot of real estate in the 80s in California when there was a huge boom of money, and actually probably in the 70s. So he bought my apartment building in Berkeley and proceeded to try and evict me because he said his family needed the place for a place to live. Well, it turned out the man was an outrageous liar. He was bringing over his entire village from India to work as indentured servants in his various enterprises, and he was going by apartment building in Berkeley, telling all these naive Americans that, you know, he needed the building for his family, and they would move out, and he'd move in more immigrants. But finally, after years of fighting this man, and he was a millionaire, had $50 million, and moved into the apartment under mine to personally supervise my harassment, which included things like at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, turning on his TV with the sounds of armies marching. He had giant speakers underneath my bed so that I would be awakened and terrified. So we went on like that. I refused to give up because my father was killed in the service of this nation at 38. My ancestors fought in the Revolutionary War. I was not going to give it up to this man from India who was bringing in all of these aliens, mostly illegal aliens. He was finally arrested when he was spotted, I have to laugh, taking the body of a young woman out of one of his buildings to put in his van. And it was one of the girls that he brought over from India to have sex with. He brought them over as young as 12 and made them available for himself and his family members and the men who worked for him. 12 years old. And it was so heartbreaking because he brought over all these young women and they're just, you know, they're poor. And the status of women in India is horrendous. You know, it's just more multicultural misery brought over to this country. And I met a lot of these young ones. They would be out painting apartment buildings in their saris, et cetera, and they didn't speak English, and they were basically prisoners in this country. So Lakhareddy Balareddy went to jail. I think he did 7 years, something like that, for sexual trafficking. His family was charged with bringing in illegal aliens, et cetera, et cetera. But the point was that not only me, but other women and some men who were working on this case, we had been pleading with authorities for years to take a look at this guy, to please pay attention. And it took, 13 years, I think, for him to finally be charged with anything. And nobody wanted to know. And in the meantime, we were called racist for, how dare you, you know, what right have you to this country, et cetera, et cetera. And I really think that the descendants of the founders who are still here have turned into the most cowardly wimps. And I don't know if it's fluoride in the water or what the heck is going on, but many people have consciously chosen a suicidal route in this nation. They're not going to stand up for themselves. They're not going to stand up for their own children. They allow any kind of invasion. They're taxed. What is it now? We're paying 5 months of the year we work to pay taxes. That's insane. And then you try and do something like Prop 187 in California, which a lot of people worked on, including me, and it gets taken over by a judge. And so at some point you have to say, are the Americans too stupid to protect their own borders? And I'd be interested in what Dave has to say about that.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
It sounds to me like this Indian guy is a classic example of the failure of our immigration laws. From what you describe, he came in as a student.
Yes.
Which would be an F1 student, and he was allowed to attend classes. Now, at the time that he was no longer a student, he should have been required to depart back to India.
Yes.
If I remember correctly, there's no adjustment of status for F1 students. So had our immigration laws been enforced, like the ones on the books, he would have been required to go back to India and not allowed to commit the crimes that he did commit.
Yes. For anyone who's interested in this case, you can even look on Wikipedia. He's that famous. His name is Lakhareddy, Lakhireddy, second word Bali, Bali, third word Reddy, Reddy. And one of the huge failures was that people like me were left to fight this man, and he pursued me with litigation for years. And he had $50 million, and I had 50. And it was,
he probably still has 49 of those.
Exactly. He had to pay something like $3 million to the families of the girls who died and the girls who were brought over for prostitution. But the families had basically given the girls to him or sold the girls to him, apparently, in India, because life
is... That's what they do.
Exactly. And do I want that to be the standard for the United States? No. No.
Barbara, we can thank the late Senator Kennedy...
Yes.
For incidents such as this. In 1965, Kennedy had our immigration laws changed. And because of that, we started importing people from all over the world who did not have American values, who didn't have our cultural mores. And the country has been flooded since 65. Largely because of Kennedy and his progressive agenda. And I don't think I'm alone when my sentiments regarding Ted Kennedy is good riddance.
Elena,
yes.
Do you see any awakening to the disaster that has befallen, we'll just take California, as it continues to set the stage for the most amount of illegals or the most of the influx from Mexico, and the fact that we have to feed them two meals a day and so forth? Will Californians wake up?
Many people have, and I live now in Grass Valley, California, which is in Northern California, and people are more conservative in general than they are in Berkeley. However, everyone is terrified, or I should say, let me rephrase that and not be so dramatic. Many people are terrified of expressing an opinion that immigrants should be in their own countries, that we are already overwhelmed and overburdened. And I spoke with a woman who shall remain nameless. Her son was dying of cancer, and she and her husband were having to pay, I think they paid $100,000 or $200,000 in medical bills. Her little boy was at UC Davis getting an experimental drug, which they paid for. They had to pay for this. And while they were there, while she was waiting for an appointment, a Mexican child was airlifted in from Mexico for all free treatment. And she said, you know, may I be forgiven for this thought, but I resented him. And I was jumping up and down and said, of course you should. You're the citizen. That child had every right to treatment in Mexico. In Mexico. And you probably know, as far as I know, Mexico has millionaires by the bushels. It's an extremely top-heavy, wealthy country. If those people had the will, they could make it a paradise. Mexico is California South, for heaven's sakes. You know, deporting people back to Mexico is like saying, right, you have to go to Los Angeles. It's not, you know, it's not hardship for people to be deported back to their own country. And they really need to sort out their stuff in Mexico. I am sick to death of paying for immigrants. And I have been, you know, it's just, if you get pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed, and then you look to your fellow citizens and say, excuse me, why are you not helping me? Why aren't you doing something?
What do you think about the health care plan and who's going to get that? You know, we have been promised from President Obama that it is not in the health bill, and yet where's the enforcement mechanism? And potentially, even the helicopter bringing the person into the hospital that you described, and anybody in Salt Lake can get free health care at the emergency room. So we are faced with that. Elena, we appreciate your calling in. We appreciate your spirit. And I'm asking also, where are the men, huh? Should we call it that? Give me some stout-hearted men. We have one online with...
Yes.
Yes, you can, David, for sure.
And I appreciate you doing this topic. And before I leave, there's one thing I'd like to suggest. Kevin McDonald, kevinmcdonald.net, has an excellent essay on how we got in this mess. And it's called The Jewish Involvement in Immigration. Let's see, and I'm looking right now to give you the Jewish Involvement in Shaping American Immigration Policy, 1881 to 1965. And if anyone wants to find out what led up to that disastrous bill in 1965, this is absolutely meticulously researched, fully cited, and you'll learn so much about how we got in this bleeping mess that we're in. And thank you very much for your work.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
Bye-bye.
Your being on. Okay, we'll go next to break.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hi there, and welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. And once again, I want to say to you, the listeners, how important David Stoddard has been to me as I have been on the air for about 12 to 13 years. Through that time frame, off and on, we'd always refer to David Stoddard, his experience, his willingness to go on the air to explain the true law that could be enforced and should be enforced in America. That holds today as never before. And in addition to being worried about health care, David, we have to worry about a pandemic of swine flu, and we have to worry about an open border. And if you can believe all of that, the word pandemic, pandemonium, and tumult, and all of those things are part of our daily fare. Looks like I have Dr. Ott online calling in to the show, and I think there's some real breaking news that might be helpful to all America. So we're going to keep David on, and we're going to ask Dr. Ott to come on. And America, listen up. You're getting the best we can offer right here at RBN and Born on the 4th of July, and I'm proud to speak with these gentlemen. Dr. Ott, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you, Barbara Jean? And my best to Mr. Stoddard as well. I've been listening to the show, and I'm very impressed. You have a great guest. And so I hate to detract from your themes, and they're very important, but I just wanted to emphasize
just
a couple
before
of
you, okay, I'm with you. I just want to reiterate to the listening audience, of all the issues covered by me as a talk show host for 12 to 13 years, I would always foremost put illegal immigration into this nation as front and center, top on the list, because of all the ramifications. Mr. Stoddard, would you concur with that as an issue?
Absolutely.
All right. With that said, into the realm of health care or pandemic, Dr. Ott, we're going to invite you to share with us.
Well, I just want to just to say that these issues are not separate. They are so incredibly intertwined. As you find more and more about this pandemic, we find that there is, of course, this virus was an outbreak in Mexico. We see a lot of the cooperation between the Mexican president and our usurper-in-chief, Obama. There is absolutely no doubt in my mind that, of course, this outbreak happened right coincidentally just a few days after Obama's visit in Mexico. There's a very, very central theme with all of this, and to basically take America down, you first of all have to erase borders. The whole NAFTA situation, as you've been following for so many years, we won't tell how many years, Barbara G. We'll keep that secret. But the whole immigration cover, okay, I got to tell you, just 2 weeks ago, up here in Ogden, just up the road from you, I was going down the street in Ogden and found there was a shipment of Department of Homeland Security vehicles that were making delivery up here at the Dodge dealership. Okay, two carriers of these white trucks with all of their shields and insignia and the ICE emblem. Okay, what in the world? There must have been 25 of these brand new Dodge Durango vehicles, all with the ICE. Now, is there that many immigration and customs officials in operation here in northern Utah? I don't think
so. No. There were about three the last time I checked.
What is the need for all of these ICE, DHS, brand new vehicles with police and emblems all putting on? They were obviously being downloaded off the ramp and getting ready for their lights and their sirens and all that to be installed later after market. But I was just stunned to see all those vehicles. I thought, what in the world's going on? Well, it seems to me that this whole issue on pressing for health care, I've read that health care bill, and I read it because it was front and center within weeks after Obama took office, okay? Some versions of it is part of the bailout plan. All of this was all tied to this health care agenda. And I'm telling you, what sticks out like a sore thumb to me is the push toward what Obama calls information technology, or IT. Now, to most people, that doesn't mean a whole lot. What's a little technicality in this whole mess? Well, the information technology he's talking about is a multi-billion dollar infusion into the Verichip structures, the radio frequency identification chips. Now, this is front and center the reason for his healthcare push. I'm here to tell you these progressive socialists, as I'd like to call them, these liberals, whatever, they don't care about the health and welfare of Americans. No, they have a socialist agenda to put out. And
we'll
this
go
is
to
a
break
smokescreen.
Here. We'll be right back. You're listening to Born on the 4th of July.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you? Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. We're covering a lot of interesting things that will be helpful to you. Once again, the words written by David Stoddard in 2006, real security measures were only taken against our own citizens after 9/11, 8 years ago. Now we're talking about high tech and a database with all your info, and where will that take us? And then there was some breaking news, I thought, out of Canada Free Press that I thought if we could get that out of the air. This week, on September the 8th, there was a ruling in California. They're going to check a little bit more about the birth certificate of the President of the United States. If you're interested, check on the Internet. There's actually a birth certificate out of Mombasa, 1961. It has a footprint on it. Maybe you've seen it, but it's all connected. Dr. Ott.
Well, yes, indeed. We've been following that. I think this Don Nikoloff there in Ohio has some very interesting points to make. His analysis of the situation is that that birth certificate out of Kenya is also a forgery and a fraud, and he shows his scientific reasons for that as well. It's a very bizarre story, all really a smokescreen, but what we need to talk about, I think, is this Canadian Free Press story that just broke yesterday. I've been following updates on it as posted from readers in Canada on this. What is in that story is there's actually two separate certification documents that came out of the Democratic National Committee. According to the U.S. Constitution and the Electoral College rules and laws, you have to certify through the convention that the candidates that are on the ticket from either Republican or Democrat or independent, if there's such a, you know, convention, that they have certified through vetting process that everything as far as the constitutional requirements have been met. And so here we have the vetting committee of the Democrats issuing two different notarized certificates. the one notarized statement that was kept in a file is much different than what was sent out to the individual 50 states. The 50 states were sent out a certificate that has no guarantees, basically, no wording that Obama has passed the congressional requirements. Well, the document that is in the official DNC file has that certification. So you see, not sending out the correct official certificate of eligibility to the 50 states makes the election null and void. It's an absolute fraudulent election.
To the listener, this is major. This is why we needed to get it out. You can go to CanadaFreePress.com. You can actually see the different documents signed by, we'll put her name out there because you already know it, Nancy Pelosi, also notarized. There are two different documents. One has the constitutional requirement that would be a native born or into that is described by the Constitution. There is actually a paragraph that is issued and a requirement for the political party to use. It was used with John McCain and Sarah Palin. A letter has to go forth to all 50 states. And what did they do? Did they send the wrong one out?
They sent a clearly deficient one that did not certify his eligibility, specifically that he is a natural-born citizen. Now, what's so important about this is that this shows collusion and conspiracy to defraud at the highest levels of the DNC. It's an indictable offense on Pelosi's part, okay? And what this can do as a constitutional attack is anybody's guess, but it's very, very serious charges, extremely serious charges.
I'm curious that this comes from Canada. And, David, jump in anytime you have a question or comment. But isn't it interesting that it comes from Canada?
Well, I also got a letter from D.B. Kidd as well. Now, D.B.'s always, as you know, been a watchdog and a champion of these type of issues. And let me just share with you what D.B. wrote to me. She says, this is very important. She says, I sent two letters to Janet Brown, president of the Commission on Presidential Debates in Washington, D.C. I politely requested all documents submitted by the DNC, Obama and or his legal representatives to prove his qualifications under their guidelines. Ms. Brown has never answered my letters or returned my phone calls. The CPD, the Commission on Presidential Debates, has stringent guidelines for allowing any individual to participate in the presidential debates. They must submit proof they are eligible. The fact that Ms. Brown has refused to even respond to my request screams something is wrong. However, because the CPD is private, I can't file a FOIA or States Record Act. Now, this is just breaking in the Canadian Free Press, and she again refers to that smoking gun. So, you see, there's some kind of collusion at the highest level on this. There's no doubt about it now.
The author of the article, what is it, J.B., I've forgotten his name right now.
J.B. Williams, uh-huh.
Is it Williams, is very well thought of, and he's got a good resume, and he indicates in his article that he has copies, and he shows some of them, the copies of both issuance from the DNC. Isn't that correct?
That's exactly right. I'm looking at them right here as I bring up the computer. There's a key sentence omitted in the certified copy that went out to the states, and that one sentence that's omitted is guaranteeing that they have vetted properly and that they have determined that he fulfills all the qualifications. So that basically says that they have not qualified him. Thus, the fact he is not a qualified candidate. Absolutely an incredible little slip here.
Yeah, Barbara, can I jump in for a second?
Sure, sure.
I have inspected birth certificates from literally all over the world. Now, some of them are difficult to translate, like Chinese and Nigerian and so forth, but I have had literally hundreds of different birth certificates actually in my hand. And I can tell you, one of the most the easiest documents there is to counterfeit and alter is a birth certificate. Now, what one has to do is get to the vaulted copy, contemporaneous records. In the case of Obama, it's those that were executed in 1961. And those are the ones that are really telling. Now, the thing that bothers me is after all this debating and bantering and back and forth, why has not Obama just produced his original birth certificate? There's the big question. And I have come to the conclusion, and that makes me a birther. That makes me one of the derisively referred to individuals in the nation. But I am skeptical that Obama is able to produce this legitimate birth certificate. Otherwise, why hasn't he already produced it? I don't think he's capable.
Well, according to Don Nikoloff, again, who's really dug into this thing deeply, he has a very interesting philosophy because, you know, he says that there is no certificate of live birth versus a birth certificate because, frankly, there was no birth. And that's a really sounds like a wacky, wild-out statement. But then when he puts the pieces together and shows the very real possibility that this was part of a eugenics program that involved the Rockefeller, Michael Rockefeller's disappearance. I read this whole series of expose on this called The Three Stooges Go to Washington, where it goes step by step by step to show the links to Rockefeller Labs and the Genome Project. You know, I think there's credibility there.
Very fascinating. Back to the Canadian Free Press, the fact that we have an election commission, don't we? We have them decide who gets to debate and who gets to do this and that, a creation which I think is something we shouldn't have, but we have this panel of folks. So they know the rules, but it looks like in going back to their latest exposure, they chose to have two notarized documents and then sent the ones that would not have the full legal requirement to the various states. Is that correct? Why would they have kept the other document?
Well, they needed to cover their bases, as what RB shows in his article. You see, they couldn't send out a fraudulent false declaration that he had certified, you see. So they sent out this to cover their bases, this to hopefully nobody would dig deeply into this to find out where they've lied on it. Okay? In other words, they have to put out a document that omits that he has certified because they knew he hadn't.
So if we get the analysis correctly, the highest level of the Democratic Party, and we can name Nancy because I saw her signature on those documents. I just briefly looked at that just before we went on air. I was just stunned to see her name right on both of those documents. So what we deduce then is conspiracy.
Conspiracy to defraud and probably on an order from much higher up power. Absolutely. I'm sure that there was probably some pings of conscience, you know, Pelosi, even though she's a little bit nuts, she knows that putting her name on the line for a false statement, knowing that he has not proven his birth certificate, has never provided that to the DNC, and Philip Berg's requirements back, you know, well before the convention.
Right. In August,
she's hedging her bets here is what she was doing. Okay.
How far do you think this story will go?
Well, I'm curious to see if anybody in America picks up on it. Why in the world does our Canadian journalists up north pick up on this when this should have been studied and analyzed right from the beginning at every state DNC? They just probably just got this as this letter, didn't even read it probably, and just stuck it in their file. But it does not certify his eligibility.
And interestingly enough, ladies and gentlemen across America, the McCain, we said it once, McCain and Palin sent out their letter, which is also included in the article, CanadaFreePress.com, J.B. Williams. Go there, take a look at that. It's worth your time. It's so revealing. McCain and Palin had that clause, a constitutional clause, included in their directive letter to every state.
And let's be very clear, unless you have that certification from the National Committee, you are not eligible to run on the general election. That's clear in the law, in the Electoral College format. So basically this makes legally the Obama and Biden ticket null and void, in my view. It's all a fraud. Every bit of it was a fraud. Unbelievable.
I just can direct you listeners to go to that website. Do you believe that that website will be able to remain out there? I mean, it was interesting because in trying to bring it up, I was deluged with everything, and it was very difficult to do. But, David Stoddard, as you say, you've looked at all of these so often. Can you imagine in a legal request for the country of the United States in order to move forward with a political candidate that at the time they were deleting, they would have to know. They would have to know that they did not have what they needed.
There is something going on here, Barbara. I don't know what. I have my suspicions just like Dr. Ott and hundreds of thousands of others. But this issue is not going away until such a time that Obama produces a legitimate contemporaneous certificate of birth giving all the details, and I don't think he's going to do that. I don't think he can.
It's interesting, on this latest round with this supposed now new Tucson birth certificate, it has been provided by a gentleman named Lucas Smith. And maybe you could go to your search engine and just put in his name. Evidently, it first surfaced on eBay and under a pseudonym. And then that was kind of quashed and went away. Then it was discovered that he has an interesting past. And yes, maybe he'd had confrontation with the law. You can see him on YouTube suggesting that, yes, he's had a little bit of a colorful past, and maybe it just needs someone like him to procure the proper document. He tells that he went to Kenya in February 2009, paid off military folks, and came out with that is on the Internet now. I urge everyone to take a look at this new so-called birth certificate, and that's what's kind of going around the Internet as we speak. All of that is truly almost set aside by the message that Dr. Ott is bringing to you today over the airway. I believe it's that important. We'll be right back.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-790-6293. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, or you get your money back. 1-800-790-6293. That's 1-800-790-6293.
Attention RBN listeners, the freeze-dry guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Here this week on Born on the 4th of July, we interviewed a couple, Fitzgerald and Gould, who had written information and a book about the invisible nation of Afghanistan. In the interview, he used the expression about those elite in the world who looked upon the world as their private game reserve or their private land reserve. And it's a concept that's kind of been going around in my mind all week. And at the end of the week, I'm thinking maybe we're the game in the preserve. But back to today's interesting fact about these documents sent to all the states. This one, Dr. Ott, can be verified by the states, right? We
Absolutely.
Can go to the state and say, we want to see the DNC's little copy here, right?
Right, and if you look at the copies, the one that these has posted is a stamped, received August 29th, 2008, by it looks like the South Carolina SC Election Committee. So, yeah, this would be in copies of this would be in each state's Democratic committee's files. It would have to be legal to be put on the state's ballot. Now let me just, I know we're running out of time, but I want to just emphasize this one point strongly. I have people that I've talked with on the radio before that have called me up and blogged with me, and they say, well, so what? So what if he's not born in America? So what? What does it matter? Let it drop. You know, it's really important, ladies and gentlemen, to understand the Constitution is written for a for a purpose. The founders and framers of the Constitution had this requirement on there for a very important reason. You go back and read their papers and their correspondence back in the 1780s. It's a very important point. They said you must be naturally born, native born, to have a spiritual tie to this soil and this country. Without that, they reasoned, their loyalties would go to other nationalities and other corporations or whatever. Be entangling alliances brought in. This is the purpose why this is the law of the land. It's a spiritual connection to the people, to the land, and to the very nation itself. And obviously, the evidence is piling up and piling up. This individual in the White House is not a natural-born American. He has no spiritual connection to this country. He has no business being there. Now, what are we going to do about it? That's the question.
David Stoddard, we invite you to comment on this, and I want to thank you for being on the air. It's been a great moment to spend time with you through the years. David Stoddard.
Yes, Barbara, and thank you for having me. My comment is, if this Obama birth issue is ever settled, and he is not a natural-born citizen, which I don't believe he is, but can you imagine the turmoil and the crises that'll be ignited in this nation?
And these things, I would have to say, may well be planned. What do you say, Dr. Ott?
Well, it's planned in this case because you have Nancy Pelosi absolutely making the clear effort to obfuscate and to defraud. Somebody needs to go to prison for this one.
Absolutely.
Well, let's have America stand tall. And listeners out there, RBN, you have a challenge. Check with your local DNC. You need a document. Go to CanadaFreePress.com. Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Thank you, Barbara Jean.
Thanks.
With reason.